Sensing Spirit with Kristen and Kimmy. I am Kimmy.
I'm Kristen.
Yay! We have our wonderful husband, Mark, with us.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello.
And we have Julie and John Adriani.
How are you?
Hi.
I'm excited about every topic, but I'm very excited about this topic because we hear so much about psychics, mediums, and healers, but we don't really get to interview their spouses and their significant others. So I'm really excited to kind of get down to it. But as always, before we get started, we want to know what's in your cup. So please let us know. Put it in the comments section. I will read off. But we're going to start off with Julie and John. Do you have a cup with you? And if you don't, don't worry about it.
We have cups. Show them your cup.
I got to hold mine right-handed, I guess.
Okay, yeah. Show your cup.
Love it. Mystic Mondays.
Yes.
With Julie and Johnny. Yes. Yes. Wait, John.
Cup. You got to show them. Put it close up. Put it closer.
You need tea in it?
What kind of tea? What kind of tea are you drinking?
I can't divulge.
It's dandelion root.
Okay.
That sounds good.
Flushing up that system. Julie, what are you drinking?
I still have work after this, so I'm drinking water. Otherwise, okay. You know what
I mean. I feel you. I'm going to go to Mark. Mark, what are you drinking?
Well, let's see.
What's your cup look like? That.
You can see it's the official.
I can figure it out.
Parisi Tap House glass with just regular old beer in it.
Oh, sounds good.
Nice.
Yeah.
And Kristen.
Oh, I have got some watermelon lime. I'm sure Carol will be happy about that. In the mug that she got for me. I'm sorry, it's probably backwards, but it says...
No, it's not.
Best fucking dog mom ever.
Love it.
Happy late Mother's Day to all of you ladies out there.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Happy Mother's Day. Belated. Mm-hmm. I am drinking out of my wonderful Sensing Spirit with Kristen and Kimmy mug. Toasting to Kristen. Toasting to everybody. And I am drinking Citrus Twist. I call them ices. I'm sure they're called ice. A little bit of caffeine because I'm really tired. I did not know that it was so yellow. I don't know if you can see, but it will just leave it to your own imagination. Yes.
Mountain Dew yellow.
It's kind of like going to the doctor's without drinking water. I'll leave it to Okay. Let's see in the comments. What are you guys drinking? We have Joe Graham. We have Terry. Hi, Terry.
Hey.
Michelle, Pearl. Oh, Joe's drinking beer.
Of course.
Tammy, Lavetta, what are you guys drinking? Let us know. Let me take a sip. My throat's dry already.
Oh, that can happen with all the stress we just had.
Pearl is drinking water. I salute anyone who can drink straight up water because I just cannot. So while we are waiting for everyone to let us know what they're drinking, I had some really good chocolate and I wanted to order some more for myself for Mother's Day. That was my gift to myself. But I couldn't just order regular chocolate. I had to have it engraved. I'm like, can I just buy chocolate? This is so weird. So let's see if you can see. You probably can't, but congratulations to SSKK. Happy anniversary. 1 year.
Cheers.
Very cool.
1 year.
Very cool. Cheers.
How awesome. So, yeah.
I probably can't see it. No, you cannot.
Yeah, not really. Happy anniversary. I see that. Congratulations. Yes. Reach for the stars.
So every time I eat these chocolates, I will be thinking of you, Kristen.
Oh, I love you, Kimmy.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Joe. Congratulations. Terry is having a Coke and a smile. Ooh. Love it. All right. Is everyone ready? We are going to interview these two lovely couples. I am so prepared for this that I'm going to put on my interview glasses. I am so ready for this.
So Oprah-like.
And I have my cards ready.
What?
Yes. Yes. I was printing these bad boys out all last night. That's how excited I am about this.
It's a professional operation out here. Jeez, this is awesome.
Sorry, I did not have a color printer.
That's perfectly okay.
You know how it is.
Awesome. Okay.
So I'm going to start. I'm getting my Oprah on. I'm going to start with the ladies. And I'm going to ask, Julie, I'm going to ask this question to you first. How did you and John meet?
We met on a dating site online.
Fun.
Okay. We met at christianmingle.com because I thought there'd be less.
I know that site. That site works. Yes. Love it. Okay. Kristen, how did you and Mark meet?
We met at work. We were coworkers. He became my boss.
I was just about to ask, you weren't, you know, like a subordinate or anything like that, right? Like where you had to like hide your relationship.
Yes, we did. We hid it for as long as we could until our big boss said, look, we really need to have your address. And I'm like, no, you don't need to have my address because it's the same as his.
Your box.
Yeah, right. So yeah, I was stuck in the box.
Yep, she was.
All right. As long as, you know, you didn't get any extra bonuses, that's fine.
No. Oh, no, I got written up.
Yep, but it was worth it. It was worth it.
Yes, it was. I'm okay with it.
We're all okay with it. We're very glad that you guys met. And Joe is drinking Bada Box.
Bada Box.
I'm horrible. You can tell that I don't drink, right? The box red wine blend.
That's good stuff.
Joe is talking shit about me right now. I know he is. Okay. All right. So I'm going to ask this question. John, I'm going to ask you, at what point in your relationship? Uh-oh. We lost your face. What happened?
Wait a minute. Oh, it's because
I'm
on my phone.
It's a beautiful picture.
Uh-oh. What'd you? No, we got you back.
It's okay. It just timed out. It's all good. John, at what point in your relationship were you told about Julie's abilities?
Ability? Told about them? I kind of was gathering them as we met. I really wasn't told anything until we were in San Diego and she was taking classes and somebody came up to me and told me what she did. But there was...
I told you that I... Angel work right in the beginning.
We're not going to make this a newlywed game, but
come on. I was hoping to go in that direction. That's why I got some of the juicy questions.
Julie told me when we met.
I was going to have you guys hold up answers.
But Julie did tell me when we met that, you know, she used to see when she was a little girl things that happened and stuff like that. But we'll say when I listened is different than told, I guess.
Okay. All right. Not trying to get anybody in trouble. We're just trying to, because there's so many people out there, it kind of like what we've been doing the past couple of episodes where, you know, when do you tell somebody that, you know, I see spirits or I talk to dead people, you know, all that type of stuff. So just curious, you know. And Mark, I'm going to ask you the same thing.
I think it was a gradual process. I think when I first started working there, she kind of joked because there was a ghost roaming around in the old place we used to work. And she kind of joked and said, I see dead people. And, you know, I was kind of like, yeah, that's crazy. And then, you know, further along, we got into our relationship and it wasn't until I think, when we first got together, we had some kind of an attachment roaming around us, either me or her. I don't know which one it was, but it was always outside growling.
Stop you. I'm going to stop you there. We're going to come back to that. John, when you found out, either through Julie or just kind of, you know, her taking classes or whatever, how did you react to it? Where, you know, did it shock you? Like, what was your reaction when you finally found out?
I wouldn't say it shocked me. I mean, it was just, I was a little scared at the times, but she's a very smart woman. She knows what she's doing. She's, you know, and I trust the things she was telling me she believes in, just like she respects what I believe in. And so I wasn't going to deny it or, I mean, not fight it. I was just going to go with it and see.
Awesome. Yeah, it's kind of like what we were saying. I think it was last week where it's like, you know, the person and you know that, you know, they have a good head on their shoulders, you know, they're loving and honest and trustworthy. So if you happen to find out at a certain point that, you know, they have certain abilities or gifts, you know who they are and you know that they wouldn't, you know, say something unless it was truthful. So awesome. And feel free if there's anything you want to say while I'm asking these questions. I'm just trying to get to the, let's see. I'm going to ask some questions. Oh, Jose was laughing at you, Kristen. You got written up.
Yep. That's me. I'm a troublemaker.
So this, I find this question very, very interesting because I didn't put it together until before the show. So Mark, what is it that you do for a living?
Well, basically,
it's not what you guys think.
My real job is I work in a 911 dispatch center for fire rescue. We do fire and EMS, and that's how we met. I've worked my way up to basically be the assistant manager of the communication center right now. So
I no
that's
longer work.
What
there.
I do? She no longer works there. Yes. She.
Mark is the incredible talented genius behind our podcast theme song. So if you haven't listened to the podcast theme song, if you can't tell by the background there, that's not what he does for a living full time, but he is incredible. He's incredible when he's creating music. And right now he is in his element, and that's why I'm in my element over here on the other side of the house.
Yes. So listen to our podcast because he is the creator, the mastermind behind our intro.
Yeah.
What I found interesting, and I did not know until we were having some, as always, technical issues before starting, is what Mark does for a living. So now, John, what is it that you do for a living?
I work for the city of Chicago. I'm a firefighter.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
You must be dispatching me a lot, I guess.
So I'm the guy that wakes you up at 3:00 in the morning.
How is it that we did not know that there was this connection? We had no idea. Do you see how spirit works in mysterious ways? I had no idea that you guys had so much in common. So this makes it even more perfect what you guys do for a living and what me, Kristen, and Julie do for a living. Or on the
well,
side.
Can I tell you too? I used to be a paramedic too.
Very cool.
Paramedic.
Plan this.
Actually, yes. I came on the department 23 years ago. Julie was called for that same class, but she couldn't come in. We would have met 23 years ago in that class.
Look at that. How crazy is that, people? How crazy is that? Like, when I found out before we started, I was like, oh my God, this is perfect. This is so perfect. Okay, so John, I'm going to ask you, how do people respond when you tell them what Julie does, or do you tell them?
I tell them. I mean, I pick my spots at work, but and you got to think it's a firehouse atmosphere. So at first, there's a few guys that'll like right away joke about it, but I get pulled aside a lot. People asking me questions and asking me way too detail, where I'd say, well, this is Julie's number, this is Julie's website. You know, you can ask her, but a lot more people are intrigued. And
I do get calls, but they want it private, so I don't tell.
Yeah.
But calls.
Of course.
Right. And once I give a number, Julie never tells me if she spoke to anyone I work with or not.
Good. Yeah. Awesome. Client privacy is of the utmost importance, regardless of who they're working with. So I appreciate that, Julie.
Absolutely. I'm going to take a quick break just to say, if you are with us, thank you very much. Let us know what you're drinking if you haven't already. And please share this out. This is a good one because, again, we never really get a chance to talk to the spouses and significant others of psychics, mediums, and healers. And I want to know what they experience. As a psychic, medium, and healer myself, sometimes I don't stop and ask Brandon, you know, how are you feeling about all this? Like, are you having any experience or anything? Because I'm all in my own world. So I think this is really good for us to kind of get to understand their take on things, what they experience, and a little bit more. So I have my candy questions here. Mark, how do people respond when you tell them what Kristen does?
I think it's fairly similar to what John said. They're curious and you know, there a lot of them are like, I watch those shows, man. That's cool. And I'm like, well, it's, you know, the shows are shows, and what she does is a little bit different. You know, it's always been positive, and like I said, a lot of curiosity, and I don't know if they've reached out to her or not. The same type of thing. We don't really discuss. You know, hey, you know, your friend just called me up and, you know, wants to book an appointment. So we kind of keep it like that, but it's been very positive, and you know. Like I said, a lot of curiosity. I think a lot of people are just curious. They don't, you know, they want to know what it is to it. And that's a lot of
validity.
Yeah, validity.
And I have to say, again, not knowing exactly what you and John do for a living, what you guys do, there's got to be a lot of curiosity in the other side, if you will, just in your type of job. So, I mean, set aside the fact that you're married to Kristen, do any of your coworkers have these type of discussions about like weird things happening around, you know, the workplace or anything like that?
Yeah, once in a while they'll have some kind of strange things happen, and I don't usually go, hey, well, my wife can solve that for you, or my wife can, you know, I don't really get into that until they kind of ask about it, and so it's kind of one thing. I just kind of, you know, take it as a, you know, one step at a time, and kind of leave it at that. And that's, and if anyone ever comes and says, hey, I know I'm having a problem with this, or I'm curious about this, I'll say, hey, if you want to, like John said, if you want to talk to her, here's her number. Here's a website, book an appointment, and she'll be happy to do what she can.
We will definitely get into the story that you were going to talk about earlier, but is this the same job that you had like this haunting at? Are you still at the same place?
It's a different place. We had that incident at our home, actually. It wasn't actually.
Okay,
There was a ghost in our old place, which was very well known to a lot of people. The other thing is separate from that, I believe.
Gotcha. Okay. I was going to ask you, John, do you happen to have any experiences at work, or do you talk with your coworkers about anything like that because of the type of job that you do?
Hold on a second. We're having battery issues.
No worries. That's okay.
Yeah.
It's all good. It's all good.
So,
we are not like, only
what we experience, or
well, I would say because of the job that you do. Do you think that your coworkers are a little more open to things? Because obviously, you know, your job is dangerous, and things, you know, happen in the community. So, is that something that maybe you and your coworkers or your coworkers ever talk about, the spiritual realm?
Not usually in what happens. We do talk about it, but that would be on, like, just if we were in a slow, if we're actually working in fires, stuff like that, that never comes out. It's just work on that point. But
absolutely.
We do sit at tables. We talk about our differences of faith and our differences of, how we do it. Sorry, Julie's moving the thing as I'm talking. So, But we do talk about our spirits, and people, like I said, will ask me what Julie says when she sees her. Like, you know that I sit with you sometime on Tuesday nights, and they ask me, you know, what do you see? What do you experience on that? But never really in a work, like, you know, when things are flying around a room in a fire, we don't usually attend it to spirit. So
yeah, no, definitely not while working, but more like, you know, if you're back at the station or something, because I work in the financial industry, and you wouldn't think that you would have spiritual experiences in the financial industry, but you'd be surprised depending on where you're located. And so sometimes, you know, you have those weird conversations like, did you just hear something, or did you just see something, or wow, it got cold all of a sudden, and it's not, you know, the AC or anything like that. So I was just curious because of the environment that you're in, you know.
I also think part of the fireman thing is this macho thing. If they a lot more times than not, if they experience, they won't admit or even bring it up.
That makes sense.
They don't ever want to feel afraid or what was that or anything like that. So mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I don't experience it more. You know.
Yeah, no, we don't want to throw anything on you or no. No, that's perfectly fine. Okay. And just to let everybody know, not only are we live on Facebook Live, but you can also reach us on Instagram, YouTube, and all major platforms for podcasts. So if you're not able to watch us, or, you know, don't worry about your camera, John and Julie, because everyone can hear us, and that's all that matters. So
yeah,
no worries.
Holding her iPhone up and she's dragging me across the room.
No worries.
Isn't that kind of synchronous, though? You know, I'm curious, John. Do you ever feel like you're being dragged around by Julie and what her career? Not in a negative way, but that you're just kind of like.
Wait a minute!
Along
I have some questions here, lady.
Yes, you do, but I just have this one.
No, I'm just like.
No, I never feel like she's dragging me around. She always asks me if I want to go. If she lets me know that she'd like me to go, but she understands there's times I can't, and I never feel being dragged around.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry,
so
Kimmy.
Just want to answer a question. Oh, no worries. I was just joking. Just want to answer a question, Bridget. No, we're not doing readings today. Maybe another day. Today, I am. I have my Oprah hat on, and we are just interviewing. Oh, Joe's laughing at me. I asked the questions here. But if you guys out there, our co-hosts out there, have any questions for Mark, John, Kristen, and Julie, let us know. I will read your question live on air. She said, no wonder she got written up. Joe. Okay.
No, Joe, Mark, Joe knows why I got written up, because he also works there.
Joe is actually my boss.
Yep.
No. This is Jose Joe.
This is Jose Joe.
That was my bad. This is okay. Jose Joe.
Okay.
Sorry, I got my Joe's cross. Okay, Mark. We know that you help Kristen on paranormal investigations for clients. Mm-hmm. So, what was your scariest experience during an investigation?
I don't know if it was scary, but I think it had to have been when we were with that family that we were trying to help, and the son went up to the cabinet to open up the cabinet, and all of a sudden these glasses just flew out and broke on the thing. It wasn't scary, but it was like, whoa,
that's pretty intense.
Crazy. Yeah, that was crazy, because that's the first time I've ever seen that happen.
I don't know about my co-host out there, but that would scare the crap out of me, because can you imagine the energy? Amount?
Yes, absolutely.
In order to do something like that?
Yeah, and there's no way the kid could have done it himself. He just opened the cabinet and this thing just flew right out. And obviously we were stirring up something or agitating something.
Yeah.
Which caused that to happen.
What else can happen?
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Yeah. And
yeah, that would scare the crap out of me.
Yeah. So that was crazy. That was probably the one so far, but well, I'm sure there'll be more.
I would think that, like, the one that affected us personally, though, and I'm sorry, Kimmy, are you getting to, like, scariest personal experience?
I will get to that, okay. But that is part of this question as well, so I'm not, hold on. Wait for the next question. Okay. We will get back to you. So, John, we all know, those who are in the know that Julie has a lot of energy around her.
Yeah.
So much energy that you can physically see the energy. It's so thick. So And not in a bad way. But so have you had any paranormal experiences of your own because of that?
In the home, in this home, or sure.
Yes.
Yeah. I always, Julie was telling me, like, I see an orb, what am I seeing? And she has to explain it to me and things like that. Now of course, when I'm sitting with you, I see, she calls it ectoplasm. I just call it, like, I'm worried about what's happening to her. And so, but I mean, there's times where a door will shut and I'll ask Julie if she's expecting anybody or lights are flashing or, you know, and just, it's more getting more commonplace when, you know, so.
I know at a certain point, you're just like, oh, hey, hi, because it's like happening all the time. Julie, we hear you laughing in the background because Julie is definitely a friend of the show. And I sit in some circles with her. And we all know that Julie has some interesting things going on. Terry and Jose Joe know about that. But you know what? I would say that that's kind of scary as well. You know, it may not be scary in a sense of, you know, something jumping out at you, but you being, you know, the protector of your wife, you want to make sure that she's safe at all times. And when you see things that you're not used to, you know, you can get kind of concerned. So that's very scary. I always do.
And right. And,
yeah.
And I'm you'll know this too, that I don't see it like you see it. And I see it from a different point. And I know you pray for protection and I'm praying for protection also. And, you know, so I trust her that, you know, when we've talked about it, that the things have brushed me, things have felt, you know, I forgot the rainbow thing or the ball that came around at one time, you know, you know, I see the figurations on her face, things like that. And it's just, I don't know how else to put it. It's more of a concerning thing on me where you guys see the phenomenon.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think that's awesome. You know, he's in the circle with us, and one of our experiences is that he was seeing like this ball of energy, and he's in the room, and you know, I see things differently, and it's just, yeah, I totally understand. You know, as a spouse, you want to make sure that she's protected at all times. And Julie, I have to say this because this is hilarious. Terry says someone told her that you set off metal detectors from your energy.
Oh, yes, I do.
Is that true?
Walmart, I mean, you know, or Walgreens, they all look at me like I stole something, but yes.
She set off a whole cabinet of bobbleheads at an antique store.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No way. That's hilarious. I was going to throw in chairs. Pearl says that her husband sees spirits as well. It's so interesting because we're so concerned with our job and what we're doing that we don't stop to think, you know, what are our significant others experiencing, you know, how does this really affect them? So this is good. We're getting into it. Give us some more questions and comments. Okay, ladies, your turn. Let's start with Julie. Julie, have you ever brought an uninvited paranormal guest home?
I have to say no. Okay. I have to say no. And I've been to some haunted places. We've visited prisons, you know, Victorian homes, all types of old mansions, and no, because I feel like it's the intention, and when I get my mom voice on, they all listen. So,
and it's not like Julie's constantly, she knows how to turn herself on and off. It's not like she's attracting things everywhere she goes. You know, I'm just right. Am I right on that? Or?
Right. Yeah. If I'm not working, I'm just plain on me. And
we're normal.
I just, you know, I'm not, not looking, but of course we always have our guides with us, but I'm not going to run up to anybody, give them a reading. I'm not looking for things. I need my time as Julie, you know, our time. And so I'm not even paying attention. I tune it out when I'm not working because I have to. Otherwise, my engine would burn out.
you know. Yep. Absolutely. Kristen, I'm going to ask you the same question. Have you brought home any uninvited paranormal guest?
There's a very good possibility. In the very beginning stages of our relationship, because as Mark said previously, there was some sort of an entity whenever we first started seeing each other. We were kind of going back and forth between my house and his house, and we were noticing similarities because we were both working opposite shifts as well. So when he was working, I was sleeping. If I was working, he was sleeping. And we would notice this growling sound outside of our bedroom window. It would just growl and then kind of like scratch and tap at the window. It was so bizarre. But it wasn't until he brought it up to me later on that he heard the same thing, but at my house. And it was like, wait a minute.
Yeah. So it woke me up. I remember that.
Yeah. What was your place at the time? But the couple of times that we stayed over at my place, we experienced a similar thing. Needless to say, we ended up, well, he was at work. He was working night shift, I think. I was working day shift. And I ended up burning some sage. And you know how, like, with sage, you light it, you blow it out, and it'll burn a little bit. Sometimes it'll put itself out. A lot of times it puts itself out. This was a flame that did not go out until it, like, burnt up everything. I had to put it in the barbecue outside. Because it was so crazy.
Yeah.
That's my experience when a place really, really needs a cleansing. That thing will burn like nothing you've ever seen before.
Yes.
We had a gathering of different people that came in, and the sage burnt so much. It was so smoky. We started coughing, and I was like, okay, it clearly needed it.
Yeah.
So, Mark, how did you handle that?
I wasn't, at the time, I wasn't too knowledgeable about the whole thing. And she explained it to me. I'm like, oh, well, all right. I guess that's something. But after that, this isn't right. Something's out there. I thought it was maybe an animal or something, but then we kind of heard the same thing at both places. And then I was like, this is kind of strange. But then after she did that, it went away. I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that. To me, it sounds like it was more of a human entity trying to get a rise out of you. So that's good.
Yeah,
that it went on its merry little way, or not so merry way.
Never returned.
Good. Tammy says, that she gets her husband in trouble at museums. She likes to touch things. Who was I talking to not too long ago who said they like to touch things? Maybe it was her. I don't know. But they like to... No, it was someone I just was talking to this week. They like to go to like museums and antiques and touch things. Me personally, as an empath, I can't do that. I stay back. I don't even know if I can go into an antique store because I get like... And... Who gets caught? Tammy, your husband gets caught by security? Okay, so she touched things, then he touches things, but he gets caught by security and she doesn't. Tammy, that's not nice. Stop doing that. Jose Joe says that he always turns off street lights when he walks under them. I tend to do that sometimes too. I don't know if it's always me. It could also be, you know, one of your loved ones saying, hey, but yeah. Terry says the sage stick will blow up at her job. I hear that. okay, so let's see. Oh, this is a good question. I have to remember the questions I wrote down. I'm going to ask you this, Mark, first. Since being with Kristen, have you noticed any dormant abilities of your own? Or an increased intuition?
That's a good question because she says I do, but I don't think I do. and I don't know. That's a good one. I've seen a lot of crazy stuff. I think the story that we were in the kitchen, I saw my spirit guide give me a sign when we were talking one time. we were both on opposite ends of the kitchen, and we were talking about, I think it was talking about spirit guides or something that we were talking about. And I'm talking, and all of a sudden, you know, this thing, and I stopped in my tracks and go, the F was that? And wow. She's like, well, that's your spirit guide. You know, we, you know, and it, so I don't, yeah, that's a crazy thing. But
I would say that's a,
yeah, that's, yeah, it looked like
ability if you're seeing something.
Yeah, it looked like a bug that flew straight up, like, you know, like that. And
did you debunk it to make sure it wasn't a bug?
No, yeah, we there was nothing there
on the show.
Yeah, yeah, no, there was nothing there.
We even pulled crazy. Out the SLS camera, and there wasn't anything look on the you. SLS camera at the time. Nope. Anyway,
my nope. girl,
nothing.
My girl, that's how we nothing. Do it.
Yep.
Because you know, us spiritual people, we like to claim everything is spiritual. Everything's spiritual, so we have to make sure that we debunk these things. Because
no, it was a legitimate thing. Because we were on the topic of conversation. We were talking about it. And then you saw it happen. And then I said to you, did you see that? And I knew that what I was seeing was in my mind's eye, that it wasn't something physically that could be seen. And you said yes. So I try to tell him all the time, like, you are much more aware than you think you are. And he's like, nah.
Nah, I don't got nothing. But it's probably because I haven't recognized
people,
how to tune into it.
Yeah.
Us spiritual people, we like to recruit people. So you just give us a small little bit and we're like, oh, you're just like me. Okay, so now I'm gonna ask you, John. Have you had any dormant abilities or anything that's changed? Have you become more perceptive to things since being with Julie?
I wouldn't know if they were dormant. I do know that I'm pretty intuitive, and that and my awareness has picked up. There's a lot of things, though. If I see things, I'll just leave it with Julie. Like, if I don't know what it is, I won't. I'll tell Julie, okay, I saw this. This is what I did, and she'll either explain or not explain whether it's gonna my brain can comprehend it or not, and you know, but. How do I do it? I leave that for her. That's not my realm. That's not what I do. And but I am more aware. If I see things that would have just, I could have been hit by a car before and just would not think about it. Now I'll be more aware of things happening, and I'll throw it at Julie if I think it's, you know, something she would, it's her expertise, not mine. So
it's more open too.
I'm definitely more open. I mean,
yeah, let me throw this question to the wives now. So tell me the truth. Go ahead.
Well, John is, he's very intuitive. And, you know, I think we all have our clair senses and we all can grow them. So he uses his, he's very good at reading people. He is like sharp as a pin reading me. If my energy goes down just a little bit, or if I'm just a little tiny bit disappointed, he'll say, what's wrong?
Or if she sets the fire alarm off in the house, I know she's pretty mad.
Oh yeah, that too. So. I try never to be mad because I have a lot of kinetic energy and things break. So I
learned that in the past couple of weeks. Yes, yeah. You have to control your emotions, especially anger, because you can definitely break a couple of electronics. All right, Kristen, we already know that you tell Mark all the time that he's intuitive and that his abilities are getting stronger. And it's true. I heard this, I can't remember where, but even just the simple fact of like sleeping in the same bed or just being in the house, being around, that they become more open because they become a little bit more believers. And we all know that that's all it really takes to open up these gifts, is just to believe and trust. And once you start doing that, you'll start seeing things. I'm sure, John or Mark, you start seeing repeating numbers on license plates or on the clock or something like that. Something simple like that is, you know, messages trying to get to you. So even little small things like that, or just
Mark
knowing.
Specifically notices the small things like that. I mean, that, I'm not trying to speak for you or anything, honey, but.
Oh, come on.
No, I have trouble seeing the small things. Definitely, yes. It's got to punch me in the face for me to actually say, oh, hey, that's something.
That's okay. Spirit understands, and they'll just make sure that, you know, they fly a glass across, you know, out of a cabinet.
Yeah, or, exactly.
You know,
something
like that.
Yeah, exactly.
or flying or
okay, and we do have a good question here.
Awesome.
That's a good question. We actually have two good questions, and I think one of them might be in my little questions here, but I'll ask anyway. So real quick, for John and Mark, were you believers before meeting Kristen and Julie?
Go ahead, Mark. You can go first.
Yeah, I think I was always curious. I wasn't a non-believer, but I was always curious, and I know there was something there to it. And it's only since we've been together that it's kind of solidified my belief that this is something here. This is real. And unfortunately, I grew up in the 80s, and there was a lot of scams and all those telephone psychics and all that bull crap that ruined
Call
it.
Me now.
That ruined Call it me for now. The credible people. That you just look at and go, that's a bull crap. But I've become a firm
believer.
There's
nothing wrong with the 80s, by the way. There's nothing wrong with the 80s.
No, nothing at all.
But yes, there was a lot of craziness in the 80s. That's for damn sure.
I'm definitely a believer now, and I've seen it. She's the real deal, and it's great.
See something behind me? That was crazy.
Thank you.
Thank you. See, damn it! I wish you guys were in the same room. That's okay.
Well, if you didn't have all those flashing lights, we might be able to see things easier.
Well, me?
Yeah, you. You're talking about orbs and stuff.
You don't like my lights?
No, I love the lights. I just can't see like any activity because the Zoom thing is kind of like twinkling and stuff.
Oh, damn, people, she doesn't like my lights.
I love the lights. Oh my gosh.
Just joking. Jose Joe has a really good question for Mark and John. Oh, I'm sorry. John, you didn't answer that question. Were you a believer?
I always believed anything was possible. I didn't know about people's different gifts and everything. And I came a late believer to faith in my life and my own faith. And so as I try to grow and Julie and I respect each other and what we do, I've always believed everything is possible. I'm starting to see more and experience more of what is possible and what's not. And, but I just, when you were talking about the real deals and everything, I knew that very early that Julie was authentic and she was out mm-hmm. to help people, and she wasn't, there was no scamming. There was no, she was always pure and honest with what she was doing. So, but as for, I'm just experiencing more what's possible more than, I kind of always believed it though.
I love that.
Even I was just kind of open to anything. I was like, if you can show it to me, I believe it. I didn't even know that I myself was a psychic medium, but I was always interested in watching other people do it. I'm like, wow, that's so cool. And, just being open, but, you still want someone to kind of prove it to you because you don't really know until you actually experience it yourself. Jose Joe has a really good question for you. Mark and John, how much do gut feelings, your instinct, play a role in your jobs?
I would say it's extremely important. with what we do and on his side as well, that's it. It's all gut feelings. With experience and training and time, you know exactly what to do. You feel something and it guides you, and I'm sure John can probably speak more to that.
Yeah, when you got 1800 degrees burning up you really don't think much about it. You got to go on your gut. You want to go home. You got to get your work done and get out of there.
Absolutely. Great question, Jose Joe. It just goes to show you, like Julie was saying, everybody has intuition. Like, you may think, I'm just doing my job, but some of these things, it's like a split second. So you have to really use your gut to know exactly what to do, to save somebody or, to help somebody. And, the wrong decision can, have consequences. So definitely a huge part of your job is using your gut feelings. Great question. Great question. Ladies, I'm going to you. And whoever wants to answer this first, feel free. Do you believe in past lives? And if so, do you recall having your husband in one of your past lives.
Julie, please go ahead.
Oh, okay. Absolutely. I love this because I know that, well, first of all, I was told by spirit that I was going to meet John, and that I probably had already come in contact with him. So I already knew there was spiritual interference or help, but I believe I know we had a biblical lifetime together. And I know who he was, but he's not at the point where I think he would want me to tell him. But I know we've had many, many lifetimes together. But in the Christ days. Wow. So, and he's very associated with Christ consciousness and with Christianity, which I am too, even as a medium, because I really, I study and work with the Ascended Masters, Jesus, Buddha, Mother Mary. And those are all, you know, I feel like we've all, we have a strong connection. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Love that. I could definitely see that for sure. What about you, Kristen?
That's a really difficult question to answer because I don't know that I know for sure that we have met in previous lifetimes. I don't even know for sure if I've had a previous lifetime. So, but that's just a side effect of me being a baby in the spiritual community. I've had plenty of dreams of being with Mark in another lifetime. Like I can recall dreams of being in a bedroom that I can describe down to the minute detail, but he didn't look like him, but I recognized his energy as having been there. And it felt like 1940s, 50s, something like that, you know? So I feel like we have crossed paths previously.
I would say that's a past life. I would say that you're channeling a past life. I saw my first past life. I had my first past life experience as a child, and it was through a dream. So you can get them through dreams as well. And if you, that what you said, and Julie, you can probably confirm this. It's almost what everybody says who's had a past life regression and they've recognized somebody that they love. They know it because it's a soul to soul connection. They know who that is, but that person does not look like who they look like in this life, but you know it immediately. You know exactly who they are. So yeah. That sounds to me right, Julie?
Yes, their soul's vibration, you know. It's very, you know, easy for me. I'm very sensitive to vibration and feelings. So, yeah.
I mean, it felt and like things, it, like him.
Yeah, is that better dreams, looking or a little thinner? Better shape?
Well, can I say to that, like, if... Sometimes if people are maybe obese in this lifetime, they might have been starved to death in a past life.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
There's always so much more to it.
Yeah.
Yes. I must have more had a cousin it than before.
Yeah, you had a cousin it here before.
Can I just give a shout out to the hacker? We have our first hacker. Yes, means we are doing something right. Woo! Oh, Jasmine, heart reading. Do not inbox whoever that is for a reading because they are a hacker. Because no legit person would ever come on a show asking you to go to them for a reading.
Hit the big
thank
time.
You. That means we are something. Yes. We've been waiting for this. Block that person.
You know you okay. Made it to the big time if you're going right? To get hacked. Right.
That's what I'm saying. That's I'm excited about that. Okay. All right. So we have a few more questions and not so many minutes left. So I'm going to try to get through these. I'm just going to throw them out and whoever wants to answer them. This might be probably one of the toughest questions. What challenges in the marriage, if any, has these abilities that your wives have presented within your relationship, you know, having these abilities, has there been any challenges that you face because of them, if any?
I'm going to say none.
Yep, none, none.
Because our challenges are what I would assume every married couple goes through. I mean, pinning it on our spirituality, that's what actually heightens it. That's actually what it would make it better. You know, when we go that way.
Awesome. That's great because in our,
me too.
Love it. Love it. So no, you know, waking up in the middle of the night and, you know, tell that spirit to let me go to sleep. None of that type of stuff.
Well, Mark is sending a couple of times. Sorry.
I think we're fairly peaceful with, I think having the ability that you have, we're fairly peaceful. And I love that. That's great.
He said a couple of times, like, there's nothing that you're really feeling that's hanging around. Right. And I'll say no. And he's like, okay, good.
All right. Awesome. And what about, Julia, I'll ask this. Do any of your let's see, your children or family members or in-laws, whatever you want to say, what do they think about your gifts? Because obviously you're open about it.
Yeah.
And we do know that one for sure is a big supporter that I know of.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with my children, although I did put working publicly on hold while I raised my children. I made them a priority just because that's what I felt was the right thing to do. I don't have a problem with anybody. I set my intention. I respect everybody, and everybody, including in-laws, have been respectful to me too. And there's not that we sit down and talk about it, but if they do have a question, we can talk about it openly, but I have had no malicious comments or any negativity. No, you know, and I love that because that's what it should be. We should all be able to coexist.
The thing is, when we have, if you have a difference in a family, it's really, when I go to work, I have differences with the Muslim people and the other people that I meet with every day. And that's what makes this world go. So,
yes.
If you can't get along, you got to get along. And Julie is one of the most respectful people I've ever met. And you know, she holds her boundary with me and what I like and what I don't. And like she was saying, I don't, you know, because I'm not ready. And there's a point and I love that she respects that part, you know. So.
Awesome. Love that. And Kristen, we know that Mama Carol is very supportive, not only of you, but also of the show. Shout out to Mama Carol.
Yeah.
Oh, damn, this is a good one if I don't say so myself. John, was there a moment, situation that you can share with us where you saw Julie in spiritual action and she made you say, wow, she really helped that person?
A couple times, but important, people over a couple weekends ago, and to see the people, the way they reacted to her and the way they walked in one way and they walked out, couldn't wait back to get back the next day. And the work she did on the weekend for those people. And it took a lot out of her too. She was like drained the next day, and yet she kept going, and the people kept, they loved it. And there wasn't a bad word said. And it was just, I can tell she helped a lot of people.
That's awesome. And Mark, what about you? I know that you do paranormal investigations with Kristen, so I know you must get to experience that quite often.
Yeah, the one time I can remember, when she was trying to help this family, she just kind of, you know, went to work and helped them and said what was coming through and tried to do the best she could to help them out. And they were pretty amazed at what she was saying. You know, and they had tears, they were emotional and that kind of thing. And that's, you know, I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. That's my wife doing this stuff. That's awesome. But normally, you know, when she does her, you know, appointments as clients, I let her do her thing and I'm not really involved in that, you know, cause you know, I want her to be separate and do her thing. And then she tells me afterwards, oh, this, you know, they really love this. And then I'm like, absolutely. Why wouldn't they? I mean, you're awesome. You know, you're the real deal, you know?
Co-hosts out there say, aw, aren't these husbands awesome?
They are.
Okay. After so many years together, how have your thoughts about psychics, mediums, healers, and the spiritual world in general changed? I will start with you, John.
I'm definitely more open. I don't think, you know, I never really gave it the thought until and I was with her. And but I'm definitely more open to see it. I'm meeting a ton of great people that she brings through, and just and meeting you and meeting other people. It's just, it's nothing to be afraid of. You just, I have my beliefs, and I actually my faith gets stronger, and as hers does.
Yes. So. I love that. So many people, they don't realize that your faith actually gets stronger with the, with these experiences. Mine has, you know, like there was always what ifs, but like my beliefs have become so much stronger with all the experiences that I have. Mark, same thing with you. How has, I don't know if it has, because you seem to have been like really open, but has your life changed since being with Kristen and just being around?
Echoing what John said, I'm just, you know, for me, I'm amazed. I mean, it's just, it strengthened my belief in her abilities, and I see it every day, and it's just crazy. I just look at it, wow, this is awesome. You know?
I think like the major difference between us and Julie and John is probably that we don't have any kind of religious compass, so to speak. That there's a bit of a difference there, and that's perfectly okay, because it takes all types of people to make the world go around, you know. But I mean, I wish that I had some place that I could put all of this, but I just don't have a place that feels right for me. I can't place it into Christianity or into any other, really, Buddhism, whatever you want to put it as. So it's,
well, can I go back to a couple weeks ago, your show about people's faith and and your so my, I try to be as Christian as I can. And I believe in Jesus and those from the biblical sense. Right. And, but there's no reason, like people tend to warn me, well, how do you live with this? And the thing is it, I've come closer to my beliefs and my faith. Yes, we'll have some conflicts and some things, but you're always going to. And so I know who I have to, I account for me. I can't stand before God and say, do you know who I was married to? And that's going to make a difference. So you're accountable for yourself, and you live, Jesus lived with everybody. So why can't we live with our spouses, and why do we got to make it a conflict? And that, and from that respect.
No, not to have, you know, you don't, we always want to put a name to everything, give everything a label. It's okay not to have a label.
Yeah.
You know? Be a good person.
Yes.
That's all.
Yes.
That's all I ever
have to do. I agree. An open mind. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And let me get to a quick couple of comments. Pearl says, awesome husbands. I agree. Yes. Yes. Kristen, Tammy wants to just let you know that a couple of weeks ago, you really had her in tears when you brought through her grandfather. So that's just another example of how, you know, wow, you know, the impact you made in someone's life. Jimmy,
it really was an honor.
Yes, and Joe says, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. Amen. And I think I'm like one of those, like, I'm kind of like in the middle, because like I grew up really religious, and not that I'm not anymore, but I think these experiences have opened me up to like all of the above. Like, I love it, because I think that there's so many things possible, and I probably don't even know the tiniest little bit of what's out there. And my last question, which is a really, really good one. I'm going to start with Kristen. How has Mark been supportive of your spiritual business and of you personally as a person with abilities?
I cannot even begin to tell you the amount of ways that this man has been supportive. I can't even begin to explain. I mean, I can try to list off things, but he's been so incredibly supportive of everything that I've tried to do. He's been there and fine with me scheduling and filling up our evenings, our weekends with appointments and seeing people and doing things. And I can't even tell you how appreciative I am of his support. He wrangles dogs every Wednesday night for us to have our show so that they're not barking in the background. Yes. He's incredible. He created our theme song. I mean, it's not just about sensing spirit, but everything else in between too. Like, if I tell him, I'm so sorry, we can't go do this because I already scheduled this appointment on this day. He's like, oh, well, okay, that's fine. We'll just do it another day. Ugh, I can't even tell you. He will vacuum my office before I get home from my day job. And I appreciate that so much because it's one less thing that I have to do. So thank you, honey. Thank you so Aww. Very much.
You're very welcome.
I'm about to cry.
I love to see you. I love to see you, you know, have a passion for this and thriving at this. And it's great. It's awesome because not a lot of people actually get to do what they love to do. And
ain't that the truth?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I appreciate your support so much.
All the time.
Julie, I'm going to ask you the same question, and I already know what John is doing, but go ahead. I'm going to let you go into it. How is he supporting you with your business as well as you just having, you know, abilities?
Well, he's so supportive. I mean, the man has driven me across country because for a long time I had a phobia to fly. So when I had to get to California or I had to get somewhere, he drove me, you know, we figured it out. He has pushed himself as far open as he can to be, to try to understand and to feel. And he allows like all what Kristen said, I sometimes mess up my schedule or I'm working and I might have three sittings and he just got home, you know, and it's like in between dinner and things like that, weekends. But the most amazing thing is I really am thankful that, you know, I'm able to have a seance room, a real seance room, and it's respected and he supports me and sits with me and makes sure that I'm okay. So that is like,
he built it for you.
He built it for me too.
Come on now.
Yes.
Can I just say that I don't have a mark to help wrangle my dog, okay?
And I have to say, you know what's in my cup every morning? He makes my coffee. I've never had anybody do that in my life.
You have no idea how important that is. I do have that.
And he buys it. He keeps me stocked. I got more Starbucks than the Jewel.
Yep. Mark is the coffee buyer too.
Gotta have that cabinet full of
automatic
coffee.
Automatic delivery.
Right, shout out to Brandon, okay? Just because you're not here, shout out to Brandon. He makes my coffee every single morning. Aww. He supports me. And just like Mark, he says that, you know, how awesome it is to be able to do something that you love. And if this is who I am and what I love, he is going to support me. And he has supported me. He has been telling me to do a show like this, a podcast, for years now. And when I finally met Kristen, he was like, I told you. And I'm like, shut up. But anyway, but so it really is so important to have people to support us. And we have the love and the support of our co-hosts out there. I know we're over, but I love these couples that are here. And I just wanted them to be able to just show their love, their support, how they grew as couples. I just want to thank you. Thank you for being open and honest with us. I know some of my questions weren't exactly easy. I could have gone a little harder, but you guys would have had to have had, like, you know, your answers and been in different rooms and see if they matched up. I was really thinking about that. So, John, you weren't far off. but I think that this was awesome. Joe Graham says that we're an awesome pair.
We absolutely are.
I agree.
Thank you, Kimmy. Let me just give a shout out. Hang on. I got to give a shout out to Kimmy because she put on that Oprah hat and she was dead serious about it. Yes, ma'am. You drink to yourself right now because you earned it. You earned it after tonight. You did an incredible job. I was not expecting those cards. So thank you for putting so much thought into those questions.
That's awesome. I love it. I love it.
Thank you to our awesome co-hosts out there for your comments, your questions. Thank you so much to the couples. It's so great to actually hear how, you know, spouses can support, you know, psychics, mediums, and healers, because sometimes we don't always get that support. And it's such, it's probably the most important support that you can possibly have, your significant other helping, cheering you on. And if you girls don't mind, I'm in love with these men. They're awesome. They love you. They're so supportive. They're awesome. Big hand for you. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Mark and John, for joining us. Thank you, Julie, as always, friend of the show. Thank you to my co-host, Kristen, and to our wonderful co-hosts out there. Thank you so much for being with us, and we will see you next week. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.